comes to Pesach, we have the Kumva Asei by Pesach. The Kumva Asei, which is the mitzvah of matzah. And then we have the Sur Meira, which is getting rid of the chametz. Last year, the night koil, we spent some time learning the Hilchas Afias matzah, the Asei Toiv. Tonight, we'll try to discuss, speak about a little bit of an overview in the oifen of getting rid of the chametz. The deraisa, the derabbanon, all the different oifanim. In the Torah, there's an asay to get rid of the chametz. The mitzvah asay mid deraisa of tashbisu. Then there's a lav, one lav, which is a lav of Isser Karis, of eating chametz, that we're not going to discuss and speak about tonight. There's a lav, lavim of Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotzah, to get rid of the chametz. So we have an asay, a mitzvah of Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotzah, of not having chametz. There's an asay of getting rid of the chametz. And then there's a lav, Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotzah, that a person is not allowed to have chametz on Pesach. Not to be over the Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotzah. Not to be over, you have to get rid of the chametz. How do you get rid of the chametz? How do you get rid of the chametz not to be over Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotzah? How do you accomplish not to have chametz in your possession over Pesach, not to be over? So midereisa, there are two ways how to do it. One of the two is enough. There's two ways. Either one way is bedika. You do a bedika, and whatever you find, you mavar. You make a bedika leil yudalit, and all the chametz that you find after the bedika, you get rid of it. You mavar erev Pesach. You throw it in the fire. You get rid of it. That's one way of accomplishing not to be over, not to have chametz. Which means if somebody does a bedika, and the chametz that he finds, he gets rid of. That's taka de bracha we make by bedikas chametz. The bedika is to be mavar the chametz. You whatever chametz you find, you go and you mavar the chametz. You makayim the mitzvah. You accomplish not to be over Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotzah. By making the bedika, you accomplish. What happens if you take a half chametz? If it ends up being a half chametz, you weren't over. You did what the Torah wanted to get rid of the chametz, which is bedika, and whatever you find, you got rid of. Whatever chametz ends up being, you're not over. That's one way. And then there's another way. You mavatal the chametz, which means you can keep all your chametz laying around. It's fine. And the chametz, even though you have chametz laying around in your house, you mavatal the chametz, it blibes ka'afra the ara. And memela, once you mavatal the chametz, it's considered like you don't have chametz. So memela, you're not over Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotzah. Which we do that also. And that's what we do after we burn the chametz. We say, kol chamira, that's the bittel. So these are the two oifanim of deraisa. Either or is enough. Either you make a bedika, and the chametz you find, you get rid of. However you want to get rid of it. Either you throw it in the fire of Pesach, or mefazer v'zayr l'ruach, you get rid of it, you throw it into the yam, you flush it down, you throw it in the garbage. L'tchatchila, we do like Rabbi Yehuda to burn it. But that's one way, or the other way is bittel. L'maisa, that's midereisa. Midrabbanon, derabbanon u'machayev, even though you did one, you still have to do the other one. You did bittel, you still have to do bedika. And if you do bedika, you still have to do bittel. Why? Why do you have to do both? In other words, even though you did one and midereisa, it's enough. Why do you have to do the second oifen to accomplish not to be oifen Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotzah? So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Pesachim davavam at beis, aboidik, tzorach shivatel. Even though you did bedika, which are they doing bedika, it's enough. And midei raisa, you're not going to be over. Still tzarech shivatel. Why? Zok the Gemara, shema yim tzegluske yafa. You might find a good piece of cake, a cookie, a Danish. And so what's the problem if you find it? You really did a bedika. And we said before, even if you did a bedika, as long as you did a bedika, when the chametz you found, you got rid of. You're not over. What do you have to do when you find this chametz? Even if you do a bedika and a beer, what do you have to do? You have to go and burn, you have to get rid of the chametz. So we're afraid, that Rashi and the Ran explain, we're afraid it might take you a few minutes, an extra minute, till you go and you burn, which means you might think for a minute, ah, it's geschmack, maybe I do want it. Bittel you can't do. It's too late to do bittel. Which means if midei raisa you did the oifen of bedika or beer, if on Pesach you find chametz, you no longer could do bittel. So Elamai, what? If you find chametz on Pesach, you have to go ahead and you have to get rid of it, you have to burn it. But we're afraid till you go and you burn it, beina beina, you're going to wait a little bit, and you're going to be oiv about your raw, about your matzah. So memela, the chachamim were machayev, even though you did a bedika and a beer, but for the chametz that's left over, you should be mevatel it. So therefore, if on Yom Tov you're going to find this Danish, this piece of cake, we're not afraid that till you go and you burn it, you might think about it, because you mevatel the chametz. So you're not going to be oiv about your raw, about your matzah. That's why, even though you did a bedika, you still have to go ahead and do a bittel. If that's the case, why can't you do farkert? Why can't you just do bittel? Just do bittel. Be mevatel, and that should be enough. Why do you also have to do a bedika? So for this, these two pshatim and the rishonim, Tosfos Daf Beis says, Pashat Shema Yavi Lo'ichla, which means that we're afraid if you're going to leave all the chametz in your house the way it is, especially you used to, and it's not different than Erev Pesach, the Cheerios in the counter, in the cabinet, you're going to take it. Shema Yavi La'ichlo, Samel, it's not enough just to be mevatel, even though midiraisa, when you mevatel, the Cheerios in your cabinet is no longer chametz, you mevatel it. You still, besides the bittel, you still have another chelik that you have to do, you have to make a bedika and get rid of it. That's Tosfos. And the Ran says another reason, a different reason, the Ran I think brings both, but the Ran says the reason why you also have to do, besides a bittel, you also have to do a bedika, Zok the Ran will choshesh that you didn't really mean the bittel. It's hard, you say, I'm a vatel, kol chamir, do you really mean it? I mean, it's chamis, you have to really mean it. That it's choshesh the lashon, he says, you're not a vatel b'leiv shal, and you didn't really mean the bittel. Since you didn't really mean the bittel, so then you're left without a bittel. You'll be over by your ass. As the Chum said, besides doing bittel, you should also do bediko beer. So we have in the Rabbani, you're supposed to do both. You're supposed to do bediko, you're supposed to do bittel, and also a bediko beer. How do you do beer? Which means the bediko is to be mavar the chametz. How do you do beer? So Ba'atzim is a machlekes in the Mishnah, Psachim, Daf Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph, the Mishnah brings a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to burn it. Chacham say, you could do a hashpasasi b'chol davar. Zer, mafar, l'ruch, however you want, you could get rid of it. Machlekes in the Mishnah, what's the halacha? Zokta Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Mem Hei Sif Aleph, Ketzad Bir Chametz, Sarfai, either you burn it, you crumble it, you let it blow away. The Shulchan Aruch, like Chachamim, you can get rid of the chametz however you want. So we paskin like Chachamim. So what is this? This Erev Pesach, this the fire that we make. Zakter Amo Haga Umiu Haga Zakter Amo Haga Vahminig Lasarfai. Lamaisa, the minig is to burn the chametz. So even though there's a machlekes in the Mishnah, if you're burning or Hashvasasa Becholdavar, you can destroy the chametz however you want. Lamaisa, we go and we do Sreifa, because like the Mishnah Berurah explains that we're machma, some sheet is hold that we pass on like a Rabbi Yehuda, so we're machma like that. And Mevela, that's what we're noyik to do Sreifa. So Mevela, L'chari, we have pretty clear, we have Bittel, we have Bediko, which leads to a beer. And Mevela, you're not going to be over Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzah. Not only you're not going to be over, by burning it, we took here, we have a mitzvah even of Tashpisu, getting rid of the chametz. Let's try to focus a little bit on a different way of getting rid of chametz, which is not Bittel and not Bediko. And that's mechiras chametz. What do you accomplish by mechira? Why is it needed? What's the purpose of mechira? L'chayr, you do bedika, and you do a bittel, and finished, you covered. What do you accomplish? What happens with the mechira? This shaila I get over and over every time when somebody sits down to ask me, he wants to make me an agent to sell. He wants to know, so what happens? I do bittel, and I'm doing bedika and beer, so what's the mechira? So the answer is ganz clear, ganz poshet, that when you sell it, when you sell your chametz, you're avoiding, you're bypassing your mafkia, that you don't have to do bittel, and you don't have to do bedika, which means you only have to do a bedika, a bittel, you always have to do it, if you have chametz. I wanted to just point out one more thing, mechira, There's no mitzvah, and you don't have to do mechiras chametz. It's not as a symbolic thing that you have to do mechira. You don't have to do mechira. Somebody moves into a new house, and he doesn't have any chametz. His kalim are clean. You don't have to make any mechira. Bechlal, there's no shaila. You do bedika, and whatever you find, you burn, and you do bittul. You don't have to do a bedika. You don't have to do a mechira. But if somebody does go and he sells his chametz, as well as the makam of where his chametz is, so first of all, you don't have to do a bittul, because you don't have chametz in a mevatel. Not only don't you have to do a bittul, but you actually might not even be able to do a bittul. On the chametz that you sell, you might not be able to do a bittul. Now you're looking at me, I mean, if you sold the chametz, why do I have to do a bittul? What do I have to do a bittul? I sold the chametz. The chametz was sold already. So what do I have to do a bittul? Which means if I sell chametz in the morning when I say kol chamira, that kol chamira may not even help on the chametz that I sold. Now technically, on the chametz that I sold, I don't have to be mevatel because I sold already. What is it negeya for? We're going to get about that. We're going to get to that soon to be able to makayim tashpisu. But I'm asking you something else. Do you have to? Why you not only you don't have to do bittul, which means because you don't have chametz, but not only you don't have to do it, it might not even work. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says in his kuntres where he writes about mechira, he says it won't even help. What is a negeya? It's negeya if let's say the sale doesn't go through, either the shtar you gave over got lost somewhere along the way, or the mechira they didn't do a good transaction for whatever reason that invalidated the sale. So really, you want to also take care and do a bittul as well. So if then these are machloikis, the Chassam Sofer, it's a stiris Chassam Sofer, Pashas, the Chassam Sofer holds that you could be mevatel, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that you can't be mevatel, doesn't help. Ki chametz animker eina bechlal bittul vehefker, you can't be mevatel the chametz. Ma'acher shedaiti olav lachs of aliskus, but you want to buy it back afterwards, you can't be mevatel. Ulezoisim amachira einoi kadas. Let's say the sale didn't go through. You sell the chametz, and the lemaisa the mechira for whatever reason wasn't a good mechira. Over all of a bal yirah or bal yimatzi. You over a bal yirah or bal yimatzi. So, if we want to understand what happens with the mechira, be'etzem the mechira accomplishes that you have no chametz, and memela say you have no chametz, and you don't have to do bittul. You might not even be able to do bittul. And the same thing is also, you cannot l'chayre do bedika, and you can't do beer, which we're going to discuss now also. But what mechira does is when you have chametz, the Torah says either do bittul or do bedika. The Rabbanan say do both, do the second one as well. But when you do mechira, you're kind of undoing it that you don't have chametz b'chlal, not to do bittul, not to do bedika, and memela you won't even be able to burn the chametz. It's not yours. You're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. So let's go through just a second, but let's go through step by step with the mechira. Bittul, we said, these are shayla, you might not be able to do bittul. And the shayla is just which would, well, Eli, I'll take your shayla in a second. The shayla is now we want to see about bedika and about beer, if that also gets taken away by doing a mechira.
Why can't you do the bittul with the tznai? Mechira doesn't go. Of course you can't be mevatel, it's not yours. You sold it. So I don't understand all shayla problem. It's not yours, if you sold it, then you can't be mevatel, you can't be mevatel. And if you want to say that the mechir doesn't go through, and that's what you need the beer for, so make the bittul with the tanai and say, the mechir doesn't go through, I'll be mevatel it.
Oh, good. I was bothered the same thing. Eli is asking, I was taka bothered, why can't, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that you can't be mevatel chametz that you sell, because your das is, Stam, you're selling it, and also your das is to buy back. But he's discussing that the bittul doesn't help, but even that it wasn't a mechira, right? So, l'chaira, why can't you make a bittul outside that it wasn't a mechira? L'chaira, the whole metzias of bittul means you're saying it's lehevek afredara. So, bishleim, you can make a mechira al tanai, mechira matana manas lachzer, I understand. But bittul is more of a thing, you mevatel, this chametz is ka'afredara. If you're planning on, not only you're selling it, you're planning on buying it back, you're planning matziyamtav to buy it back. So it's ka'afredara. So I don't know if that's really, that's a real bittul. You may, it's a shtickle azad.
But you're going with Randi, it doesn't mean it.
The rant doesn't mean it means that you really like the chametz. Here, you don't mean it because, not because you like it, it's because you're doing a sale with it. You're going to buy it back, so you don't mean it.
Who's to say you can't make it tonight?
I'm just reading over the words. That's our nature to say it. Even if the mechira doesn't help. What do you mean a tonight?
And maybe talk if you make it tonight would work. You won't be able to.
You're saying maybe Vesach, and she should have said, I don't know. You're saying you should maybe Kaka if you make it tonight.
No, makes it tonight.
I hear maybe a tonight helps. I hear maybe a tonight helps. It's a little bit. I hear why it shouldn't help because the whole why can't you do Bittel even without a tonight? Not even a tonight. Tonight eating dafi koyman al tonight without a tonight. Why can't you just? I'm being of if the mechira is not a mechira, without even al tanai, if it's a mechira, if it didn't go through, you don't have the das of the bittel. But I hear it's a shaila. So he said the lechayre al yedei when you do mechiras chametz, you can't do bittel, or you don't have to do bittel. And the same thing is also lagabi bedika. Which means you have a chayves bedika, but when we sell the chametz, not only do we sell the chametz, we actually sell or we rent out the reshus where the chametz is. That's the accomplished, because really you're not supposed to leave the chametz by you, so we move it out, the chametz, instead of physically moving it out, we move it out by putting it into the guy's reshus, by his reshus being an hour where the chametz is. So mameila, when you sell the chametz, you also rent, you sell out the property. So the chayru, what should come out pretty clearly is that you're not mechuyev v'bedika, but if you're not mechuyev v'bedika, you can't do the mitzvahs v'bedika. Now, ba'etzim is like this. Why can't you do the bedika? Let's say what we do. If we don't do an early mechira, which means you sell the mechira is seif zman beer, so then, and the chanami l'chayru you should be able to do. You should be able to do a bedika leil yudalot. But even that is not so pashut. In other words, if you leave your house Thursday afternoon before Shkia and you're selling, you do an early mechira before the Shkia, so enachanami taka, you don't have a chayves bedika. But technically, if you sell the chametz only seif zman beer at 11:45 Friday afternoon, Friday morning, if you sell the chametz then, so lechayra leil yudalid, you have a chayves bedika. So you could do the mitzvah. But the emes is that it's not pashut at all. In other words, these are machlekes apoiskim. These are machlekes. The Chaya Adam holds, if you sell, let's say you're leaving Friday afternoon, you're going, the appearance, the in-laws, you're going away for Pesach. And but you're only leaving Friday afternoon. So you're making a mechira, so you're in your house till the Seif Zman beer. You're selling it at 11:45 and then you leave your house. So, but be'etzim, you should be able to do a bedika. Then at night, why can't you do a bedika? The Chaya Adam says, of course you could do a bedika. Why not? The mechira is only a mechira later. Now I never sold the chametz. I'm only selling it tomorrow, Friday morning, 11:45. So I could do a bedika. That's the Chaya Adam holds you could do a bedika. However, in Binyan Olam, you don't have a chayves bedika. And the reason why you don't have a chayves bedika is just like if you have a chametz box, a chametz bag where you keep your chametz in your house, and you're doing a bedika, do you have to look in that box? Do you have to do a bedika over there in the chametz? Avada, you don't have to do a bedika. Avada, you don't have to do a bedika. It's not a shot. You don't. There's no chayves bedika. Why not? Because
the chayves bedika, what you're planning on eating, you have a chayves bedika, and you have to be near the before
shalacha. Because this is already put away to beer. We'll speak afterwards. It could be I'm making a toast. I think it's klar. The thing that you have put away, the bedikas are din to be mavar tomorrow. What this box already is standing over here to be mavar. The bedikas is not a zacha bedika. Because that's maybe. What do you know? Because that's not put away. Rep Tzvi.
You have to take it and put it in Mokum
Tzinuah. No, Rep Tzvi, first of all, when you're eating it, so it's not put away yet. Aval, you have to put it in Mokum Tzinuah. But in a Chametz box, that's called Mokum Tzinuah to put away. What'd say? You put in the box before the bedika, and then the bedika is for the rest. So the box, the chametz box, you have the chametz, that's there for beer. The bedikah is only to find the chametz. If you know where the chametz is, so that's the chametz, you take that chametz. Avada, if you know where the chametz is all around your house, you still have to be boidig and put it together. But if you have it in a box, mevela, I want to say it inside, if you're asking already. Garam Khamash. So he says that Lamaisa, you don't have to do a bedika. Let's leave out the zach about the beer. I want to talk afterwards. We'll handle. I want to see. Maybe Taka will discuss that. But one thing is clear. That's the Mishnah brings it. It's a betshuvas binyan oilam. V'daita de'in tzarech bedika, which means if you sell your chametz Friday morning 11:45, you don't have to make a bedika leil yodalet. So Mela, really, what comes out over here is that when you make a Haint Leil Yudalit, when you make a mechira, the mechira is gonna take away the mitzvah bedika. You're not mechiv in bedika. So again, you have bittel and we have also bediku beer. Bederabanan, you have to do both. These are mitzvah bederabanan of bedikas chametz. Elamaisa, when you sell your chametz, are you selling your chametz tomorrow tonight? You might not be mechiv in bedika. So what's the etzah? Zokta chsam sofer yeshiv mashai one room, which means even if you're selling your whole house and you're leaving out of your house Friday 11:45, everything, leave over one room that you're not selling bechlal, you're not selling it bechlal, and over there you could do a bedika lekul alma chayvis bedika. Now let's go to part three of Tashpisu, the mitzvahs asay the rice of Tashpisu, which we said either by burning it, or lechachamim, you don't really have to burn it, you could also get rid of it anyway. Let's take a look what happens here with Mechira. Again, if you do bedika, beer or bittel, so with here, there's no problem. We do bedika, we do beer, which means we throw the chametz, we mavar, makayim the mitzvahs Tashpisu. After the beer, we make bittel. Because if you mavatel before, then vaiti, you can't have the mitzvah tashpisu. So we have a setup. We do bedika by night. We do bedika. Then we burn the chametz tashpisu. We makayim the tashpisu, the mitzvah. And then afterwards, we do bittel. But if you do a mechira, and you get rid of it, and you sell all your chametz, so good. Bittel, you can't do. That's not a problem. Bedika, makayim the mitzvah, you leave over a room. But what happens, Lagabi, the chametz that you don't have any more chametz to sold? That's a shailin the achronim. By selling the chametz, the mechira, let's say the mechira takes place Friday morning at 11 o'clock, and you go to the fire at 11:30. So the chametz that you're throwing into the fire, you're not being mekayim a mitzvah. You might not even be allowed to do it because it's not your chametz, it's sold. But forget about that. You're not mekayim the mitzvah tashpisu. It's not your. It's already. It's gone. It's sold. So the emes is, let's take a look. What happens when you sell the chametz? By selling the chametz, is it just a hafka, a way of not having the chametz, or by selling the chametz, is that a oifen of tashpisu? When you sell the chametz, is there a kiyum of selling chametz, a kiyum of tashpisu? Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn it. You could throw it in the water, just like you could throw it in the water. So you give it over to a goy. What's when you sell the chametz? Is that a oifen of tashbisu? So the truth is that we really have to back up in the mitzvahs tashbisu of getting rid of chametz. Is you do the menchas chinuchs shaila in the mitzvah of tashbisu? What's the mitzvah of tashbisu? Is there a mitzvah bekum vasei bepoil to go and dispose the chametz? Or the mitzvah is just that you should be chametz free. At the end of the day, when Pesach comes, you have no chametz, you makayim the mitzvah. Oidilma, you have to go and do a maisa tashbisu and get rid of it. Very nice nafkaminis. One nafkaminis, if you have no chametz, you have to go to the store to buy chametz. If the mitzvah is just to be chametz free, so it's moiridik. If you come to Pesach and you have no chametz, you ate all the chametz, and by the time it came Friday morning, you have no chametz, you have your makayim tashbisu. But if the mitzvah is to do bepoil a tashbisu, to get rid of it, you should even go buy chametz. That's what he declares. So it may look like this. If these are mitzvah. If the mitzvah's tashpisu is only the only thing you need in tashpisu is only that you should be chametz free, so then by mechiras chametz you for sure accomplish tashpisu. Just like the whole chi of tashpisu is just come to Pesach without chametz. So come to Pesach, however it is, come to Pesach even without, even by selling it to the goy, you're coming without chametz. You're makayim tashpisu. But let's clarify if tashpisu means you have to go bepoil and burn and get rid of the chametz. You have to get rid of it. L'Rabbi Yehuda, you have to burn it. L'chacham, you have to get rid of it. B'chol oifen, is selling to the goy considered getting rid of the chametz? Bekum vasei, getting rid of the chametz. So it's just hechatimtza. It's a way out. You mafki, you don't have chametz. So this, what'd you say? So you're saying l'chayra by selling it, you're getting rid of it. Why should it not be? Eliyahu wants to know why taka should it not be a tashfisu b'poyel. Oh. So the emes is both stadim are right. The chametz is still here in Chaya Adam Hilchas Pesach and Nishmas Adam. He says that even that he doesn't say why you're not Makayim. The others say you're Makayim and they read us because who cares that it's still around. In Chaya Adam, the Nishmas Adam, he says that you're not Makayim. By selling the Chametz, you're not Makayim Tashbisu. Klar, you're not Makayim Tashbisu. The Chayre, the Pshat, why you're not Makayim Tashbisu is because the Maisa, it's still around. Shalcha, at Iyataroy, but Shalachir, Mataroy, but it's still around. It's still around. That's the same shaila. When we say mechira, the Shulchan Aruch says either mechira, the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing, noisen. Noisen is the same thing, just like selling. Noisen also, the Shulchan Aruch says in the mechira tafnam chesiv kat esiv gimel. When the Shulchan Aruch says, be the same shaila, the same shaila. The Meiri in the Psachim Chafal from the Beis Zok the Meiri Shaloi Nitztavinu Elo Lahashpisoi Shaloi Yehei Shalonu Umeata Moichron Lanachri. When he says why you are Mekayim, the Meiri Dav Chafal from the Beis in Psachim, the Meiri says the Lashon Shaloi Nitztavinu Elo Lahashpisoi, to get rid of the Chomet Shaloi Yehei Shalonu, it shouldn't belong to us, Umeata Moichron Lanachri. In other words, when the Torah says Tashbisu, the Torah just wants it shouldn't belong to you. The definition of Tashbisu doesn't mean it should be gone from the world. Tashbisu just means it shouldn't be yours. So maybe you Makayim, the Avnenezu also, the Lashon, the Ein Tzarech, later, but the Ein Tzarech Lashbisu min ha'olam ela mibeisai. So the tzad why you Makayim Tashbisu by selling the Chometz is because Lamaisi, you're getting rid of the Chometz. He doesn't say, but the reason why you shouldn't be Makayim is Tashbisu means you have to get rid of the Chametz completely. So those are the two tzadim. So we have over here a machlokes if you Makayim Tashbisu by selling the Chametz. In other words, Alatzat Tashbisu means you have to bepoil get rid of it. On the first side of the Menchas Chinuch, that as long as you don't have Chametz, so that's very good. When you sell the Chametz, you don't have the Chametz, you Makayim. But on the other tzad, on the tzad that you have to go bekum vaseh and get rid of the chametz, is a mechira tagoy considered getting rid of the chametz. So lamaisa is a machloikis. So what do we taka do if we want to be makayim tashbisu? Bal yirah bal yimatzah, we took here from all ends. We bittel, bedika, beer, we're covered. But what's with Tashbisu if you sell the Chametz? How you Makayim Tashbisu? Oh, so the pretty posh of the Eitz is to leave over, the Lashon HaMishnah will leave over some Chametz, which means you don't leave over some Chametz that you're not selling to the guy. And the Mela, that Chametz that you didn't sell, you go and you burn it and you get rid of your Makayim, the mitzvah. And some Taka actually write, I said this somewhere else, and somebody said, yeah, he makes sure to write in a shtar that he's not selling you 10 pieces of bread. You know, you have Chametz Gomer, you have it. He's not selling it. And the Mela, that Chametz you Makayim, the mitzvah. Reb Vosnin is Bezin, is his shtar Mechira, the Taka wrote, besides the 10 pieces of bread, like this, you Makayim. Lamaisa, some take issue with this. Ramosha Sternbach, has the shaila. The Iker, he says, is that it really makes the whole mechira rough. It makes it a little unclear. The goy in the mechira, you're writing to him, you're selling besides 10 pieces. Which 10 pieces? Where are the 10 pieces? It makes the whole contract unclear. And the mele, it a shtickel delegitimizes the mechira. We try to not have haram, and over here it's besides 10 pieces. So he doesn't like the Eitzah about not including the 10 pieces in the Mechira. These are different Eitzah that the Chassam Sofer Nagoya says. The Chassam Sofer Nagoya in Shulchan Aruch, which he used to do, he used to give that some chametz b'matana to somebody else, amanas l'hachzer. After the bedikah, when he had some chametz, he took some chametz, he gave it to somebody, he said, here's a matana manas lahachzer, till after the mechira, till after I sell it to the goy. And then afterwards, after the mechira, he got it back, and he was mekayim the mitzvah. So with this, he accomplished the problem, which we mentioned before, that it's if you write in the mechira to the goy, besides certain breads, what, when, it's not klar, it's not besides a cereal box, besides certain bread.
Most stores include even something you get after.
Even what you forget also.
Even what you get afterwards. Most stores have
enough that even... The shayla, mail come on the way, so enachrami, that would be a shayla. If what'd say? Oh, we'll get to that also. That very good, Gevaldik. What's your name? Very good, very good. No, good point. What you're saying. We'll get to that in a minute. So this Lechaira says also that, in other words, we said you leave out some chametz, and we said that it's not clear in the shtar. You could do it al manas lahachzer. There's a problem with al manas lahachzer that the poskim don't like such a eitzah, because what happens if that chametz doesn't make it to the fire? If it doesn't make it to the fire, you're going to be over. You have that chametz because you don't want to include it in anything to mekayim the mitzvah. So there's another eitzah before eitzah agav for those that don't sell chametz gomer. Don't run into this problem because it's not they're not selling chametz gomer. So the bread that you're going to go burn, it's not nichlal. But lamaisa the eitzah brought. In Mechiras Chametz Kel Chasay for Rav Shtern, Hitaka says this Eitzah, which is really technically what we all rely on. He writes it that you write Shoyis, time in the Shtar, but technically the Mechir is done literally minutes before the Seif Zman beer. This year, 11:47, we do it pretty close, and if you write in a Zman, you could even zoom it very close. So Mamela, make sure to throw out your Chametz, to burn your Chametz before that. Do it 11:15, 11:20. Do it then, and maybe be makayim the mitzvah. So just to be masakim, what we covered over here is we said midday rice. So either bittel or beer, bediko beer is enough. Midday rabban. Even if you did one, you have to do the other one. We said with mechira, you technically knock out bittel, bediko, and beer, everything. Bittel l'chari you can't do. Bediko you could leave over something. Beer we said you also leave over something. And the meleti makayim tashpisu, you have a kazayas, just a second, you have a kazayas, you have a makayim tashpisu. And just like we said, that you can leave over one room to makayim bedika, the same is also tashbisu. To makayim tashbisu, even if you're leaving over or whatever the cheshbon is, you don't have to come with 5-6 boxes of chametz and everything else. If you have a kazayas, just like you makayim bedika, you makayim tashbisu by throwing out a little bit of chametz, a kazayas of chametz, makayim tashbisu. Thank you.